Firstly, I would like to look at overlap relief, which you may have spotted was an issue when we looked at the opening year rules in the previous lecture. Overlap of profit arises in the opening years of assessment, which means that the trader is taxed twice on the same profit. This arises unless the trader makes up his accounts to the 5th of April or 31st of March, the revenue count as 5th of April. This overlap profit is relieved when 1. The trader ceases to trade, or 2. When the trader changes his accounting date closer to the 5th of April going forward in time. More on this in a later lecture. We must make a memo of what the overlap profit is in order to ensure it is correctly relieved at the appropriate time. Let us look firstly at how we compute overlap profit. Overlap profit is simply the profit arising in the periods when one basis period overlaps with another. The total overlap period will be the number of months the chosen accounting date is away from the 5th of April, always moving forwards in time. Let me demonstrate this. On the screen, we have a line showing the tax year, which starts on the 6th of April and ends on the 5th of April. Let us say our trader has chosen a year end of the 30th of September. Moving forwards in time towards the 5th of April in the next year, that is 6 months away, and therefore a trader with a September year end will have accrued 6 months worth of overlap profit in the opening years of trade. Let us say we have a trader who has chosen year end of 31st of January. How long will his overlap period be? Insert the figure in the box and select check answer. When you are ready to proceed, please select continue. The 31st of January is 2 months away from the 5th of April going forwards in time, so the correct answer is 2. Let us say we have another trader now with a year end of the 30th of April. How long will their overlap period be? The 30th of April going forwards in time is 11 months away from the 5th of April, so the answer is 11. Let us now look at an example. Sebastian started trading as a plumber on the 1st of January 2009. He made up accounts for the 7 months ended 31st of July 2009, showing a profit of £14,000. Thereafter, he drew accounts for the year ended 31st of July 2010, showing a profit of £18,000. What is the first tax year of trading? Complete the box and select Check Answer, then continue when you are ready. As Sebastian starts trading on the 1st of January 2009, the first tax year is the tax year 2008-09. What is the basis period for the first tax year? And how much profit has been earned in that period? Fill in the boxes and select Continue when you are ready. The basis period for year 1 runs from the start of trading to the following 5th of April. Sebastian started trading on the 1st of January 2009. So his first basis period will run through to the 5th of April 2009. We therefore take the first 3 months of the 7 months of profit earned up to the end of July 2009, which is £6,000. Year 2 is the tax year 2009-10. Is there an accounting period ending in the second tax year? And if so, how long is it? Fill in the appropriate boxes and select Continue when you are ready. The first accounting period ends on the 31st of July 2009. That is clearly in the tax year 2009-10 as it ends between the 6th of April 2009 and the 5th of April 2010. The accounting period itself is 7 months long. Therefore, revising your knowledge of basis periods, what is the basis period for the second tax year? Fill in the appropriate dates and the profit box and select Continue when you are ready. As the first accounting period ending in the second tax year is less than 12 months long, the second year's basis period will be the first 12 months of trading. That is the period from the 1st of January 2009 to the 31st of December 2009, which shows a profit of £21,500. This is calculated by taking the first 7 months of profit, which is £14,000, and the remaining 5 months from the 1st of August to the 31st of December 2009, which is £18,000 multiplied by 5 over 12. The third tax year is 2010-11. Again, what is the basis period and the taxable profit? Select continue when you are ready. As the first accounting period ends in the second tax year of trading, by the third tax year, Sebastian is on a normal CYB. Consequently, the basis period is the 12 months ending in that tax year, which is the 12 months up to the 31st of July 2010. Profits in this year are £18,000. Let us now look carefully at the overlap which Sebastian has generated in his opening years of assessment. This is profit which he has been taxed on twice. How many months worth of overlap are we actually expecting? Fill in the box and select continue when you are ready. The chosen year end is the 31st of July, going forwards in time to the following 5th of April, that is, 8 months away. Therefore, we will expect to find double counting of profit for a period totaling 8 months. Let us now remind ourselves of Sebastian's basis periods, which are shown on the line diagram on the screen. For year one, his basis period runs from the start of trading to the 5th of April 2009. For year two, we took the first 12 months, taking us to December 2009, and in year three, we took normal CYB. The year ended 31st of July 2010. In this example, we have two overlap periods. The first overlap period is between the 1st of January 2009 and the 5th of April 2009, which is 3 months. The profit arising in this period is 3/7 of £14,000, which is £6,000. The second overlap period is from the 1st of August 2009 to the 31st of December 2009, which is 5 months. The profit arising in this period is 5/12 of the £18,000 profit earned up to the end of July 2010. That is £7,500. The total overlap, therefore, which Sebastian will carry forward is £13,500, representing an 8-month period, which is exactly what we expected to find. Let us now look at a second example. Millie started trading as a hairdresser on the 1st of February 2010 and made up accounts as follows. For the 16 months ending 31st of May 2011, she showed a tax-adjusted profit of £40,000. And for the year ended 31st of May 2012, she showed a tax-adjusted profit of £24,000. What is her first tax year of trading? Fill in the box and select continue when you are ready. The first tax year is 2009-10, as Millie started trading on the 1st of February 2010. So what is Millie's basis period for that first tax year of trading, and what is the profit arising? Fill in the boxes and select continue when you are ready. The first year's basis period runs from the start of trading on the 1st of February 2010 to the 5th of April 2010. The profit earned in that period is £5,000, which is 2/16 of the £40,000 earned in the first 16 months of trading up to the 31st of May 2011. The second tax year of trading is 2010-11. Is there an accounting period ending in this second tax year? And if so, how long is it? Fill in the appropriate boxes and select continue when you are ready. The first set of accounts are not made up until the 31st of May 2011, which is after the end of the second tax year, which ends on the 5th of April 2011. So what is the basis period for the second tax year of trading, and what profit has been earned? Fill in the boxes and select continue when you are ready. When there is no accounting period ending in the second tax year, the basis period is that actual tax year, i.e. from the 6th of April 2010 to the 5th of April 2011. The profit earned in this period is £30,000, which is 12/16 of the profit earned in the first 16 months of trading. Year 3 is 2011-12. What is the basis period and what is the profit? As the first accounting period ends in the third tax year,
we take 12 months to the accounting date, which is the period 1st of June 2010 to the 31st of May 2011. The profit is therefore £30,000, i.e. 12/16 of the profit earned in the 16 months leading up to the 31st of May 2011.
Let us now look at the overlap arising in this example. How much are we expecting in months? Fill in the box and select continue when you are ready. Millie's chosen year end is the 31st of May. Going forwards in time towards the 5th of April, this is 10 months away, and therefore we expect to find 10 months worth of overlap profit in the opening years of assessment.
Let us now show on a timeline the taxable trading assessments for the first 3 years. In year 1, we tax the profit from commencement to the 5th of April 2010. In the second year, we tax profits of the actual tax year 2010-11. In the third year, we tax the profit of 12 months ended 31st of May 2011. From the information shown on the screen, complete the boxes and select continue when you are ready. The overlap period, as we can see, is from the 1st of June 2010 to the 5th of April 2011. That is 10 months long, i.e. the amount of overlap we are expecting to find. The overlap profit is therefore 10/16 of the profit arising in the first 16 months of trading.
There is a quick double check that we can make with regard to our overlap profit. We can simply add up the assessments and deduct the profits earned. Let us take the last example we looked at, the example of Millie. The assessments which were built up in the first 3 tax years of trading added up to £65,000, as we can see on the screen.
The profit that she actually earned in the periods covered by those assessments is £40,000. So the profit double counted is £25,000, as we identified in the last example.
Let us now take a look at transitional overlap profit. This only applies to traders who started trading before the 6th of April 1994, which is before the CYB rules were introduced. Transitional overlap is not real overlap of profit. It is notional, but nonetheless it is still deducted from the final year's assessment, or on a change of accounting date. The transitional overlap period is the portion of the basis period for 1997-98 that arose before the 5th of April 1997. Let me illustrate this with an example. Let us say we have a taxpayer with a December year end. For tax year 1997-98, the basis period would have been the year ended 31st of December 1997, as that falls between the 6th of April 1997 and the 5th of April 1998. Taking a look at that particular accounting period, which starts on the 1st of January 1997 and ends on the 31st of December 1997, showing a profit, say, of £30,000. The portion of that basis period which arises before the 5th of April 1997 is the 3 months from the 1st of January 1997 to the 5th of April 1997. Consequently, the transitional overlap will be 3/12 of the £30,000 profit, which is £7,500. Now I would like you to work through an example for a trader who has a 30th of April year end. First of all, what is the basis period for tax year 1997-98? Fill in the box and select continue when you are ready. The relevant year end is the year ended 30th of April 1997, as that ends between the 6th of April 1997 and the 5th of April 1998. Let us assume that the profits in that year were £36,000. What I would like you to do is to complete the boxes on the screen showing the transitional overlap period and the amount of the overlap profit. Once you are satisfied with your answer, please select continue. The accounting period runs between the 1st of May 1996 and the 30th of April 1997, and the transitional overlap period will be 11 months because it is the 30th of April year end, and that will run from the 1st of May 1996 to the 5th of April 1997. As the profit earned in that period is £36,000, the transitional overlap amount is 11/12 of that figure, which is £33,000. Let us now take a look at the closing year rules. These rules apply when a trader ceases to trade. Closing year rules are much simpler than the opening year rules, which is probably just as well. When looking at closing year rules, we first of all look at the penultimate year, which is a tax year prior to the cessation of the trade. In that period, we take current year basis to the normal accounting date, which is 12 months to the accounting date ending in that tax year based on the trader's normal year end. For the final year, we take the day after the previous basis period ended to the date of cessation. In other words, on cessation of trade, there are no gaps or overlaps in the assessment of profit. We then deduct the overlap profit brought forward. Whether this is real overlap as a result of the opening year rules or transitional overlap as a result of the transitional rules, either way, it is fully deductible in the final year of assessment.